Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
A house at the centre of James Joyce's most famous short story, The Dead, is to be turned into a tourist hostel, while Dublin City Council insists strenuous conservation efforts will be taken. Critics are appealing the decision to Umbawa's planola, saying that plans to sleep 56 people per night in the building are unsustainable. One of those objectors is the award-winning author of, among others, The Blackwater Lightship and Brooklyn, Colm Tobin, who I spoke to a little while earlier on. I first asked him for his reaction to this decision.
I was surprised. I think it's obvious. I mean, we gave them so much information, and there were so many objections, and it was all on the basis that this really is a piece. It's a national treasure. I mean, it has an extraordinary importance because it hasn't been touched since James Joyce wrote the story. In other words, you go in the door and you are in the corn factory's part of the building that's described in the story, The Dead, as the people come in for the New Year's Eve party or for the post-Christmas party. And the stairway, the banister, the little room where the coats were put, the room where they all had a meal, the room where the dancing and singing was, all of that's there. All the things that Ireland produced in the 20th century, and perhaps even the 19th, this story is probably the greatest thing produced by us, by Irish people, mm-hmm. in those two centuries. And this is where it was set. This is the house owned by Joyce's grandaunts, where his parents went to that party and where Joyce, as a young man, went to that house.
So, but I suppose one could argue that not an awful lot has been done to draw attention to the house over many years or draw visitors or tourists into the house, that the facade of the house or the exterior integrity may remain the same, whatever about the inside. And it is a tourist, it is to be a tourist hostel, and one could argue, what better way to draw attention to the mastery of James Joyce than to bring people in and tell them about his story and the story that was set there?
Well, you could say that also about the interior of Newgrange. You know, it's the exterior. just leave the exterior and take out what's important. Now, the importance of this is not that just the house is there with a plaque on it. It is that the interior has not been touched. So that once you touch the interior, you destroy the entire sort of importance of the thing, which is that you can experience the story when you go in. Mm-hmm. So that it's not just a question of leaving the building there.
Would you be happy then with it being a tourist hostel with minimal changes to the inside?
That would be really hard to do.
Would it?
Yeah.
Some would say that permission was granted, yes, but with strenuous conditions. I think 13 specified conditions or specific conditions that require no small burden on the part of the person who undertakes the work. They have to retain a conservation expert with proven and appropriate expertise to design, manage, monitor and implement the works to ensure adequate protection of the historic fabric of the building. I mean, is that not enough of protection?
No. The idea that the planning is there to gut the inside of the building effectively, so that what you see now, which is what James Joyce saw, what his parents saw, what happened in the story, will simply disappear. So that a crucial part of our heritage, so that anyone from outside Ireland looking at this goes, you're doing what? Like, the plan is to do what? Would that happen to, like, when the buildings were War and Peace was set, like, would the Russians do it? Would it be done to the Charles Dickens heritage in England? Would it be done to Flaubert in France? Like, what country would do this, is the question.
What would you like to see, Colm?
I think museum technology has now become so sophisticated that you could create an extraordinary experience that you could go in using 3D and everything else to actually recreate the story. And also, in the rooms where the party was held and the dinner was held, there's absolutely no reason why people could not have parties, dinners, and weddings, and you know, general celebrations in those two rooms. In the same, I mean, you can just imagine this if you're a group of tourists coming to Dublin and that you could actually sit at the table where those people sat and you could go into the party room. So I'm not suggesting that we, you know, put a glass case around it and throw sugar at it. Mm-hmm. But this would be a building that I think would be in permanent use and would be in use at night.
And you say you furnished the council with all of your arguments and all of the relevant documents and nuances. Why do you think they disregarded all of that then?
I think that their priorities would be to make sure that this building is not going to be derelict. And I mean, I can see where they're coming from. I'm not suggesting that they're, you know, that they're actually involved in some sort of major piece of cultural vandalism, although that is actually the result of what they're doing. But I imagine it's about the fact that that part of the city isn't in great use, and that building isn't in any use at the moment.
I
presume
it's...
that's where they're coming from. But I mean, obviously, we'll be appealing this to Bord Pleanála, and you know, we're still working out the terms of that appeal. And we'll see where that goes.
You don't then think it's part of a greater malaise or disregard of cultural or historic locations or buildings within Dublin City? Because I note recently that the House of the O'Rahilly, his birth house, I think, was demolished to the ground. And that's been debated, that's discussed, and that's the end result of it. You don't think it's a wider malaise in Dublin, do you?
I think it's a pity when you try and walk through Joyce's Dublin to see that Leopold Bloom's house in Eccles Street is now the Mater Private Hospital. Joyce is the central figure. He is the most important Irishman or Irish person of the 19th to 20th centuries. Mm-hmm. You know, there's Jonathan Swift and then there's him. And name me somebody else who matters most, who matters more than that in the world. So the idea of not creating a sort of cultural heritage around him, of not honouring him and honouring his books and bringing people into his world, seems to me just insane.
Okay, well, as you say, the appeal is to come and we'll see how that goes. Before I let you go, though, Colm, I should ask you about the Pope's intervention into the debate around same-sex marriage within the Catholic Church, because we were talking on the programme yesterday to Ursula Halligan of We Are Church Ireland. The former president, Mary McAleese, has spoken about the remarks today. He says that he came out in support of same-sex marriage. What do you make of his remarks?
I think they're great. He said a great thing on an airplane a few years ago when someone asked him about homosexuals. He said, "Who am I to judge?" And that seemed to me to be the most sensible thing I'd ever heard anyone say on the whole matter of homosexuality. And it's great that the Pope said it. And, you know, he said it again. The great thing about Francisco, we've got to be watching him to make sure he means it. And then to make sure that he is the head of the church, so the church takes this on board. And so we just don't have any more of these issues where the church attempts to interfere in civil affairs. I mean, it can get on with its own rules all it likes. But, I mean, it's just great. It's just a great day for Ireland. It's a great day for gay people. It's a great day for everybody.
And that was award-winning author Colm Tobin.